Book 4, Chapter 3, How Those That Stirred Up This Sedition Were Destroyed, According to the Will of God, and how Aaron, Moses' brother, both he and his posterity, retained the priesthood. When Moses had said this, the multitude left off the turbulent behavior they had indulged, and the suspicion they had of Moses, and commended what he had said, for those proposals were good, and were so esteemed of the people. At that time, therefore, they dissolved the assembly. But on the next day they came to the congregation in order to be present at the sacrifice and at the determination that was to be made between the candidates for the priesthood. Now this congregation proved to be a turbulent one, and the multitude were in great suspense in expectation of what was to be done. For some of them would have been pleased if Moses had been convicted of evil practices. But the wiser sort desired that they might be delivered from the present disorder and disturbance, for they were afraid that if this sedition went on, the good order of their settlement would rather be destroyed. But the whole body of the people do naturally delight in clamors against their governors, and by changing their opinions upon the harangues of every speaker, disturb the public tranquillity. And now Moses sent messages for Abiram and Dathan, and ordered them to come to the assembly, and wait there for the holy offices that were to be performed. But they answered the messenger that they would not obey his summons, nay, would not overlook Moses' behavior, who was growing too great for them by evil practices. Now when Moses heard of this, their answer, he desired the heads of the people to follow him, and went to the faction of Dathan, not thinking it any frightful thing at all to go to these insolent people. So they made no opposition, but went along with him. But Dathan and his associates, when they understood that Moses and the principal of the people were coming to them, came out with their wives and children, and stood before their tents, and looked to see what Moses would do. They had also their servants about them to defend themselves, in case Moses should use force against them. But he came near, and lifted up his hands to heaven, and cried out with a loud voice, in order to be heard by the whole multitude, and said, O Lord of the creatures that are in heaven, in the earth and in the sea, for thou art the most authentic witness to what I have done, that it has all been done by thy appointment, and that it was thou that affordest us assistance when we attempted anything, and showedest mercy on the Hebrews in all their distresses. Do thou come now, and hear all that I say, for no action or thought escapes thy knowledge. So thou wilt not disdain to speak what is true for my vindication, without any regard to the ungrateful imputations of these men. As for what was done before I was born, thou knowest best, as not learning them by report, but seeing them, and being present with them when they were done. But what has been done of late, and which these men, although they know them well enough, unjustly pretend to suspect, be thou my witness. When I lived a private, quiet life, I left those good things which, by my own diligence and by thy counsel, I enjoyed with Raguel my father-in-law. And I gave myself up to this people, and underwent many miseries on their account. I also bore great labors at first, in order to obtain liberty for them, and now in order to their preservation, and have always shown myself ready to assist them in any distress of theirs. Now, therefore, since I am suspected by those very men whose being is owing to my labors, come thou, as it is reasonable to hope thou wilt. Thou, I say, who showedest me that fire at Mount Sinai, and madest me to hear its voice, and to see the several wonders which that place afforded thou, who commandest me to go to Egypt, and declare thy will to his people. Thou who disturbest the happiest state of the Egyptians, and gavest us the opportunity of flying away from our under them, and madest the dominion of Pharaoh inferior to my dominion. Thou who didst make the sea dry land for us, when we knew not whither to go, and didst overwhelm the Egyptians with those destructive waves which had been divided for us. Thou who didst bestow upon us the security of weapons when we were naked. Thou who didst make the fountains that were corrupted to flow, so as to be fit for drinking, and didst furnish us with water that came out of rocks when we were in want of it. Thou who didst preserve our lives with quails, which was food from the sea, when the fruits of the ground failed us. Thou didst send such food from heaven as had never been seen before. Thou who didst suggest to us the knowledge of thy laws, and appoint to us a form of government. Come thou, I say, O Lord of the whole world, and that as such a judge and a witness to me as cannot be bribed, and show how I never admitted of any gift against justice from any of the Hebrews, and have never condemned a man that ought to have been acquitted on account of one that was rich, and have never attempted to hurt this commonwealth. I am now and am suspected of a thing the remotest from my intentions, as if I had given the priesthood to Aaron, not at thy command, but out of my own favour to him. Do thou at this time demonstrate that all things are administered by thy providence, and that nothing happens by chance, but is governed by thy will, and thereby attains its end. As also demonstrate that thou takest care of those that have done good to the Hebrews. Demonstrate this, I say, by the punishment of Abiram and Dathan, who condemn thee as being an insensible being, and one overcome by my contrivances. This thou do by inflicting such an open punishment on these men, who so madly fly in the face of thy glory, as will take them out of the world, not in an ordinary manner, but so that it may appear they do die after the manner of other men. Let that ground which they tread upon open about them and consume them, with their families and goods. This will be a demonstration of thy power to all, and this method of their sufferings will be an instruction of wisdom for those who entertain profane sentiments of thee. By this means I shall be a good servant in the precepts thou hast given me. But if the calumnies they have raised against me be true, mayst thou preserve these men from every evil accident, and bring all that destruction on me which I have imprecated upon them. And when thou hast inflicted punishment on those that have endeavoured to deal unjustly with this people, bestow upon them concord and peace. Save the multitude that follow thy commandments, and preserve them free from harm, and let them not partake of the punishment of those that have sinned. For thou knowest thyself it is not just that for the wickedness of those men the whole body of the Israelites should suffer punishment. When Moses had said this, with tears in his eyes, the ground was moved on a sudden, and the agitation that set it in motion was like that which wind produces in waves of the sea. The people were all affrighted, and the ground that was about their tents sunk down at the great noise with a terrible sound, and carried whatsoever was dear to the seditious into itself, who so entirely perished that there was not the least appearance that any man had ever been seen there. The earth that had opened itself about them, closing again, and becoming entire as it was before, insomuch that such as saw it afterward did not perceive that any such accident had happened to it. Thus did these men perish, and become a demonstration of the power of God. And truly, any one would lament them, not only on account of this calamity that befell them, which yet deserves our commiseration, but also because their kindred were pleased with their sufferings. They forgot the relation they bear to them, and at the sight of this sad accident approved of the judgment given against them. And because they looked upon the people about Dathan as pestilent men, they thought they perished as such, and did not grieve for them. And now Moses called for those that contended about the priesthood, that trial might be made who should be priest, and that he whose sacrifice God was best pleased with might be ordained to that function. There attended 250 men, who indeed were honoured by the people, not only on account of the power of their ancestors, but also on account of their own, in which they excelled the others. Aaron also and Korah came forth, and they all offered incense in those censers of theirs which they had brought with them before the tabernacle. Hereupon so great a fire shone out as no one ever saw in any that is made by the hand of man, neither in those eruptions out of the earth that are caused by subterraneous burn-rags, nor in such fires as arise of their own accord in the woods, when the agitation is caused by the trees rubbing one against another, but this fire was very bright, and had a terrible flame, such as is kindled at the command of God, by whose eruption on them all the company, and Korah himself, were destroyed, and this so entirely that their very bodies left no remains behind them. Aaron alone was preserved, and not at all hurt by the fire, because it was God that sent the fire to burn only those who ought to be burned. Hereupon Moses, after these men were destroyed, was desirous that the memory of this judgment might be delivered down to posterity, and that future ages might be acquainted with it. And so he commanded Eleazar, the son of Aaron, to put their censers near the brazen altar, that they might be a memorial to posterity of what these men suffered, for supposing that the power of God might be eluded. And thus Aaron was now no longer esteemed to have the priesthood by the favour of Moses, but by the public judgment of God. And thus he and his children peaceably enjoyed that honour afterward.